This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. So I've got a little, here's what we have on tap. We're going to talk a little bit about this January 6th collusion with Fannie Willis on the Trump trial stuff this hour. We'll talk a little bit about that. Talk about former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy saying goodbye, retiring from the House to get to some emails. Talk about Godzilla. Did John Kerry actually fart on camera? There's some arguments with the audience. All that and so much more is still to come on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I just want to wrap up something real quick because we were talking about the Ukraine and the border funding, and the GOP is going to attach border funding to it. And I saw this from Mitt Romney, and man alive, if this isn't just where we are, here's what he said. Dems want $106 billion. The GOP wants a closed border. That's the trade. But clueless Dems want to negotiate the border bill. Not going to happen. Is an open border more important to Dems than Ukraine and Israel? Okay, a couple things. One, Ukraine is officially toast because there's no chance in Hades Democrats are going to stop their plans for open borders on behalf of Ukraine, China, Israel, or any other country on the planet. They have a plan to burn down America. Opening up the border is an integral part of that plan. They're not going to be dissuaded because of Ukraine. That's one. Two, man, just think about what he said for a moment. GOP wants to close the border. Dems want $106 billion. That's the trade. We're at a place in our country where we have to try and negotiate with the other side to close the border that they opened up on purpose. Do you realize what that means? Where we are? That you know what that is? You and me, we live together, right? We live together. And I am always, you're always catching me trying to burn the house to the ground. I'm constantly trying to burn the house to the ground, to torch it to ash. And I really want pizza tonight. It's Wednesday. Sounds like a good pizza tonight. And you come in and you catch me pouring gasoline in the living room and I'm trying to strike the matches and light it, so light the house on fire. And so you say, hey, whoa, let's cut a deal. Hold on. I'll buy the pizza tonight if you don't burn the house down. That's where we're at as a nation. We're having to strike deals so the open borders demons will stop flooding the country. Man, oh man. Speaking of where we at, let's deal with this. Let's deal with this. I got a couple emails on this. Jesse, dear Dr. Bandito, greetings from New Jersey, land of the cold pasta, so on and so forth. Friends and family who know how the DOJ operated during my January 6th prosecution. This is one of our January 6th people who've been politically persecuted. And he says, friends and family who know how the DOJ operated during my January 6th prosecution don't believe that Trump will be convicted. Quote, these cases are total BS. He then says, if they don't understand what's coming, then normie norm doesn't stand a chance. What a year we're in for. Then I have this headline, Jim Jordan in the House. Essentially, the House has found out that one of the DAs that's attacking Trump, the one out of Georgia, Fannie Willis is her name, that she colluded with the January 6th committee to indict him. Before I have another thing I'm going to say, but just I want you to just marinate on that for a moment. Do you understand how deep the rabbit hole goes? The January 6th committee grabbed all this film and all these things and then colluded with the district attorney of Fulton County, Georgia to indict him on RICO charges. You understand how corrupt and evil that is, right? You understand the kind of people you're dealing with. And maybe you're still Norm. Maybe you're still Norm. No, he's going to get out of this because the charges are crazy. Well, because they're lying. I'm going to play something for you. And as you listen to this person, I want to make sure I'm clear about something. This person's name is Fatima Goss Graves. All right? Fatima Goss Graves. That name probably doesn't mean anything to you, but let me clarify a couple things about who Fatima Goss Graves is. She's the National Women's Law Center president, but set that aside. That doesn't matter. She is a frequent visitor to Joe Biden's White House. This information is publicly available. She visits the Bidens often. Okay? And her husband, more importantly for our purposes, his name is Matthew Graves. Who is Matthew Graves? He's one of the DC commies who's been throwing January 6 prisoners in dungeons for years. Would you like to hear the kind of prosecutor, judge, and jury that will be presiding over Donald Trump's various cases? Take a listen to Miss Fatima Goss Graves and ask yourself, is there any lie, any proof, any evidence, any video that would cause this woman to vote not guilty?
And success in school sports depends on a whole range of factors, including how hard you work and coaching and access to really good resources and facilities.
In case you're wondering, she's talking about men competing in women's sports, trannies.
And trans students participate in sports for the same reason as their kids, because it is fun, because it creates belonging and community, because it teaches so much about persistence and leadership and discipline, unless they learn to lose gracefully, hopefully. And often they learn to win with dignity, hopefully.
In case you missed the context there, she's telling all the women in the country who are tired of getting beat up by men at lacrosse tournaments, tired of getting smoked by men in pool races, swim meets, I'm sorry. She told them all to learn how to lose gracefully. That human being is a direct reflection of the human beings who are going to be presiding over Donald Trump's various trials. And I'm not saying this to you with some kind of alternative motive. I don't care what you think about what I'm saying, actually. I don't care if it makes you mad, if it makes you sad. I don't care if you scream at me. I'm the one telling you the truth. The truth that apparently people are not getting from other sources, from other shows, from other people who write, from TV shows, from radio shows. The level of naivete on the right now is staggering to me. Staggering to me. And the only explanation for the right being this naive is the people who have platforms are not telling hard truths. They're telling their audience what they want to hear. They're sitting down every day. You ever hear any shows like this? You hear any other shows like this? Oh, man, did you see these poll numbers? Joe Biden loses to Trump by 10. Woo! Joe Biden's in trouble. Trump 2024, baby. Then look at the poll numbers. When I hear that kind of talk, you know what it makes me think of? It makes me think of a man marching up to the gallows to be hanged, looking at the audience saying, my gosh, look at my hair. It's fly today. Woo! I look on point. Look at this hair, ladies. If your show, it's not that you can't talk about poll numbers. Do whatever you want. I don't care. But if the people you consume on radio, TV, whatever, are not giving you hard truths, you are in for a 2024 that is going to be so shocking for you, you're going to be despondent by the end of it. That's what makes me mad. What makes me mad is how many people will be shocked by the outcome that's absolutely coming next year. These convictions will happen. They will. the media, our evil justice system. They're going to take an innocent man and they are going to convict him. And they are going to throw him in prison or they're going to lock him in Mar-a-Lago. In the very least, he'll be a convicted felon who probably then can't win an election. And if people you listen to or watch aren't giving you that hard truth, you can be mad at me all you want. Every ounce of that anger should be directed at them because they're lying to you and treating you like a fool. Demand better from everybody. Ticks me off. Now, it's not all bad, though. On the same note, I actually have good news, and I want to talk about the why. Why do we talk about these hard truths? Before we talk about that, here's a hard truth. As we celebrate Christmas, as we go into this wonderful holiday season, Christmas, New Year's, all these things, babies are going to die this month. A lot of them. 'Tis the season, after all. 'Tis the season where, well, I don't know how to describe it. This abortion pill, it's ramped up the abortion industry. The way we can save lives is through the gift of ultrasound. Give a scared young woman who's about to end the life inside of her, give her a free ultrasound through preborn. That's what they do. They set up shop in these abortion areas and they find these women and they offer a free ultrasound. She will hear that heartbeat and she will choose life. They choose life almost every time. You know that if we can just get her in the door for the ultrasound. That ultrasound doesn't happen without you. $28 buys the ultrasound. Preborn.com/Jesse is where you give it. Sponsored by Preborn.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And listen, if you miss even a single second of the show, you'll die. So you need to go download the podcast on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. All right, along the lines of what we were just saying, Jesse, I listen to you every night. You say to us, Trump's going to jail and the FBI is getting ready to come after us and come for the churches. If this is true, there's really no hope. We cannot win a fight against the government. They will crush you. So what? 4 more years of Biden country won't survive. Already may not survive. And her name is Christine. Part of the reason I give people hard truths is to prepare them mentally for what's coming. That's important. You know, if there's a tornado coming towards my house, I don't go home and tell the wife and kids, hey, there's a little storm coming. You'll see a little breeze and maybe some rain, but it'll blow on through. I don't do that. I come in the house and I say, a tornado's coming. Make preparations. That's one. It's preparing people for what's coming. Two, it's so we can actually start working on real solutions in response to Donald Trump's indictments and impending imprisonment. Why is there still not a Democrat behind bars? Not a single Republican AG in this country has been motivated enough or has been made aware enough of what's happening that they're going to arrest a prominent Democrat or 10 of them. There should be 10 Democrats behind bars right now. That's the appropriate response. Then another appropriate response, and I'm never going to stop hounding on this, and trust me on this, you will wish you had what I'm saying one day. Sheriffs in your red county, if you're in one, your sheriff should already have a plan to stand up to the federal government on your behalf. That plan should involve not only not working with the FBI when they come try to kick in your door for sharing a meme with your buddy. That plan should involve deputizing 1,000 citizens to make sure everybody, including the federal government, knows we are running things, you are not. The American spirit has lost its sense of freedom. We talk about the federal government, and yes, it's powerful and all these things. It is not all powerful, and they are not our kings. We do not work underneath these people. They work underneath us. Our state AGs, our sheriffs, should be making plans to stand against the federal government. That's not, oh, crazy. Oh, that's extreme. That's America. That's what the whole country was founded on. Completely decentralized federal government where the states handled their business. The federal government used to cower before the states and should cower before the states. I say these things to wake people up. Wake up. Shake your local representative awake. Call your state rep and tell him he's a big sissy. Get a hold of your sheriff and tell him if he doesn't do what he must do to protect you from the federal government, you will run against him or find someone who will, and you'll replace him with a sheriff who actually has a pair. I say these hard things not to make you down and out and despondent, not so I can have your stupid emails. Ah, Jesse, Trump's the god. He'll never go to jail because these are lies, MAGA. I say this so we can make preparations and maybe do something to save this country, because there are huge portions of this country that can be saved, but they cannot. They cannot be saved. It's not possible if we continue to lie to ourselves and to each other. Oh my gosh, this is great. Look at these poll numbers. I got poll numbers showing Joe Biden loses to Trump. That's so exciting. Look at the polls. Gosh, just get a hammer and just bash me over the face with the polls. He's going to prison. Send one of theirs to prison. Send 10 of theirs to prison. The country you know is about to end next year, and it's right in front of everyone's face, and you can't get anyone to take action because we have a bunch of morons on our side. I oppose MAGA for life. I can't take it. If you want to stop what's coming, your local reps, not only city council, sheriff is so important, your county board of supervisors, state house, state senate. I know you've been lied to by every other radio show and TV show. We're just MAGA harder and MAGA and then MAGA because it's lies and we'll MAGA. That's idiocy. We are underneath a communist government right now. Forget about Trump. Look at what they've already done to the poor January 6th people. We have political prisoners as we speak in this nation who are rotting in prison for the rest of their lives. That's not a future. That's not something that might happen. That's not me being over the top for radio. That is now. As we speak, somebody's probably listening to the sound of my voice who paraded on January 6th and he's rotting in prison. Then they'll come for Trump next. Then it's game on for the rest of us. I'm not trying to bring you down or adjust how you vote or whatever. Vote how you want. I don't give a crap. I'm trying to wake people up to reality, because this pie in the sky nursery rhyme conservatism drives me up the wall. It ain't a little rain and a little breeze. There's a tornado coming. So make preparations. Yeah. All right, I'm done. I got my blood pressure up there. We're going to move. You know what? We're moving on. We'll talk about something else. Speaking of wind, let's talk a little bit more about that fart. Let's talk about Tunnel to Towers. This is the season. The season of hope. There are a few things that I think are more precious in the world, more blessed, than giving a veteran who gave up pieces of himself for this country, giving him a smart home, so not only can he have a better quality of life, so he can feel like less of a burden on his family. That's what these vets go through a lot. They go through this. They mentally torture themselves. Oh, my wife has to help me into the shower. Oh, my kids have to help me with this. Tunnel to Towers is building these guys smart homes, changing their lives for the rest of their lives. Don't they deserve that and more, to be honest with you? That's where your $11 a month goes. Not just to fallen first responder families, Gold Star families. For these guys who gave so much. They gave up so much for us forever. T2T.org. They asked for $11 a month. T2T.org. Farting. Next.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. We'll get to this Kevin McCarthy retirement and other things here in just a little bit. First, I want to get to some emails. Remember, you can email me and should, Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. In case you missed it last night, we opened up the show. You know, look, when you do radio, I don't know if you have any interest in doing radio one day or podcasts or something like that. You want to try to lead with the big stories, right? That's the traditional way of thinking for radio. And so we did last night. We opened up the show trying to examine whether John Kerry, during his speech at this climate change genocide conference, whether he farted.
Can be avoiding responsibility for taking away those things that are killing people on a daily basis. And the reality is that...
Look, here on this show, we came to the conclusion that he did. There's some pushback. We got all kinds of emails about this. I'm not the only detective on earth, but anyway, this guy said, Oracle, I think your detective skills have failed you regarding the John Kerry fart. I do agree that there was definitely a fart, but watching the video, he doesn't shift his stance like Swalwell or even change his voice. If it was a relief fart, his voice should have changed. This leads me to think it was someone else on the panel. Says I can say both their names, Kevin and Sharon. Huh. No, I hear a change in the voice. I don't agree with this, one. Two, Chris, look up John Kerry. How old is John Kerry, please, if you don't mind? Look that up. Hurry up, Chris. The whole audience is waiting on you. How old is he? 79. He's 79 years old. Listen, as a man, there are certain things you get better at as time goes on. John Kerry is not only 79, he's been giving speeches his entire life. How many times? You think this was a one-off? This is the one time we caught him. If I catch my son on his phone when he's not supposed to be, that means he's on the phone all the time when he's not supposed to be. John Kerry got caught this time farting. That means he's given 1,000 speeches where he's just been farting throughout the speech, just farting and farting and farting. You think this man hasn't learned how to master his voice inflection as he farts?
Can be avoiding responsibility for taking away those things that are killing people on a daily basis. And the reality is that...
I also disagree with the premise. You said he didn't mess up his voice. Notice how he was a little thrown off. He kind of does a little stutter right after the fart comes out. Now, listen again. Listen closely. We're digging into
this. Can be avoiding responsibility for taking away those things that are killing people on a daily basis. And the reality is that...
See how he had to do the and thing for a couple times? Took him a second. So he has the experience, but it still took him a second. We have another question. Dear Mr. Meat, all-knowing Oracle, we have a serious question to tackle. Do you think John Kerry has upstaged Eric Swalwell with his distressed fart, or is Swalwell still the reigning champ for public farts? No, I don't think anything could upstage Swalwell. Remember, this was Eric Swalwell. He did this on live television.
The president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election.
Look, John Kerry's was... I'm not a John Kerry fan. I don't want to sit here and defend him. But John Kerry's fart was clearly just a wee little one that he'd had bottled up for a while. And that's why you just kind of heard that just kind of almost a sense of relief. Swalwell? Swalwell's still the champ because I think he has IBS. That's quite a fart to unleash on national television.
The president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election.
That's a man who needs to go get checked out, right? And maybe get some probiotics in there. Hey, Eric? Chalk has everything you need there. Go to Chalk, by the way. Just chalk.com, Eric. Promo code Jesse. Dear Jesse, I 100% agree that John Kerry farted in the clip you play yesterday. He even loses his train of thought after the release of immense pressure. Agreed. But investigative Jesse missed the high T fart, and I demand a deeper investigation into these global warming contributions. When you played the longer Jane Goodall clip, at the end, she lets one rip. This is no low T fart either. That communist old hag is unfazed by the release. She must be taking the chalk stack for women. Journalist Jesse, let this one slide by. Anyways, I love the show. Thanks for all you do. You're a true American hero. We need more like you. This is from Jason. Chris, I don't want to wait till tomorrow's show to look into this. Are you sure this is not the Jane Goodall clip we already have? Did she cut one loose at the end of this and we missed it? You know what? I'm gonna play it real quick. Let's find out. Look, it's a horror. It's a horrific commie anyway. Let's make fun of her.
My name is Jane Goodall. My age is 80. My job is giving people hope. If I'm allowed to change a few things, if I just have this magic power, I would like to, without causing any pain or suffering, reduce the number of people on the planet, because there's too many of us. It's a planet of finite resources and we're using them up. But what I really, really, really would love to change.
That was it, Chris. You didn't hear it? Michael heard it. Chris, oh, the camera changed? Do cameras... I'm rewinding it. Hang on, Chris.
Is pain or suffering reduce the number of people on the planet?
Listen, it's real low.
There's too many of us.
Turn up your radio.
It's a planet of finite resources, and we're using them up. But what I really, really, really would love to change...
100%. And you know what else that is, Chris? That's an old woman fart. That's an old woman fart. Have you ever heard an old woman fart? A lot of those old school, older women... they don't hold it back. I've known a couple like this. In fact, I've had a couple like this in my family. One of them, I'm not going to name names here on the air, she farted in the elevator with me before. Big one. And another one, and I'm not going to name her either, especially because she's dead and passed on. We used to go visit all the time when we were kids. She would fart all the time right in front of us. She'd be out gardening. She was a huge gardener, and she'd fart a lot, and they sounded exactly like that. So I think it was, Chris. Anyway. Let's talk about some other stuff. Let's talk about Kevin McCarthy. Former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy came out today and announced that he's calling it a day. He's calling it a career. He's retiring. And he's retiring at the end of the month. Okay. So, first of all, let's just play something here. Man, if this isn't the most GOP retirement ever.
17 years ago, I was...
One, why do they all do this music? Who does the music? The pink. Who does that? Anyway, I'll let him start again.
17 years ago, I was elected to a seat in Congress that I couldn't get an internship for. Today, I sit here having served as your whip, leader, and as the 55th Speaker of the House. Giving my best to all of you has been my greatest honor. I'm proud of what we have accomplished. We won a House majority twice. We elected more Republican women, veterans, and minorities to Congress than ever before.
Oh my gosh. That is the most GOP claim to fame in the history of GOP claims to fame. This is exactly why the GOP does nothing but lose. They play the communist game on the communist field with the communist referees enforcing the communist rules, and they wonder why they lose all the time. Now, I'll play it again. Did you hear his claim to fame? Kevin McCarthy retires after 17 years. What's he most proud of?
17 years ago, I was elected to a seat in Congress that I couldn't get an internship for. Today, I sit here having served as your whip, leader, and as the 55th Speaker of the House. Giving my best to all of you has been my greatest honor. I'm proud of what we have accomplished. We won a House majority twice. We elected more Republican women, veterans, and minorities to Congress.
The United States of America you've known has been torn to shreds for the last 20 years. We live in a nation now where the border is open, the budget is completely destroyed, and your teenage daughter gets encouraged to chop her breasts off by her school counselor, and the GOP former Speaker of the House just retired and bragged about how many women and minorities we got elected. Gosh, this party makes me want to vomit all the time. This is why they all need on male vitality stacks from Chalk. Every single one of them. This is why I call them the low T GOP. They don't even know how to fight. They don't even know what to fight for. They don't even stand for anything. They stand for kind of what they do, but a little bit less. Look at all the minorities we got elected, guys. Is that the problem facing America? Not enough minorities in office? Male vitality stack, Kevin. The whole GOP, it's Christmas sale time. You blew up the budget, so it's Christmas sale time with the promo code Jesse. Chuck.com, promo code JesseGOP, 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days, so you should take it for 90 years. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back with more of that crap.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. The answer to your question during the break, Jewish producer Chris asked me if I'd seen the movie Master and Commander. Well, you know what a history geek I am, right? And so you see the previews and you see Russell Crowe and you see old sailing ships, and every dude loves old sailing ships with cannons. I don't know why we love them, but we all love them. This is universal. I've never spoken to a dude who doesn't like them. He doesn't exist, right? He doesn't exist. If I talked to one who said he didn't like them, this is what I'd say to
him. Why are you gay?
Anyway, but I have seen the movie. You asked for my critique of it. I don't know that I should give you my critique of it, and here's why. I didn't like it. But this is 15, 20 years ago, I think. When did the movie come out? Okay, yeah, it was 15 or 20 years ago when I saw it, and I was in a much different place back then, and I was going through a million ups and downs in life. I hear guys who are dudes I talk to me about how great that movie is, and I always look at them oddly. I thought it was so slow and boring that now I kind of want you to watch it and let me know what you think, Chris. Anyway, we break the new movie news around here. The movie that came out two decades ago. We're breaking it down here on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Master and Commander. Seriously, though, watch it, Chris, and tell me what you think. But speaking of low-T GOP, so McCarthy retires from the House, or he's retiring at the end of the month. So I just want to make sure I understand this correctly, because another headline from today is the House GOP impeachment inquiry. The vote hinges on vulnerable members. So, like 15 minutes ago, the Republicans had a four-seat majority in the House. Four-seat majority in the House, right? Remember, this is the Republican Party that ran for office in the midterms. All these guys in the House, they all ran for office promising to impeach Joe Biden. They had a four-seat majority. Since then, they have removed Republican George Santos from office, so now it's a three-seat majority. Then Bill Johnson of New York announced he's retiring. That's a two-seat majority. Kevin McCarthy announced today he's retiring. Now, I realize I had to drop algebra a couple times, but by my math skills, that tells me at the end of December, we are officially going to have a one-seat majority in the United States House of Representatives. Is that not the most GOP thing you've ever heard in your life? They ran for office promising to impeach him and delayed impeaching him until they themselves ensured they wouldn't have the votes to impeach him. It's the most GOP thing in the history of GOP things. We'll impeach him, we'll impeach him, I promise, we'll impeach him, we'll impeach him. You get him elected. All right, well, this Republican has to go, and I'm retiring, and he's retiring. Oh, sorry, guys. We'd love to impeach him. We just don't have the votes. It's why Republicans and Democrats alike can and often do become card-carrying members of the system. Republicans want their system membership card, too. They love it. And the system only works on behalf of Democrats. So Republicans have to work on behalf of Democrats and work with Democrats. Speaking of which, you know what? Another great example of this? Nikki Haley, former governor of South Carolina, running for president. She's going to get crushed. It doesn't matter. But Larry Fink, you know Larry Fink because we've played his audio a million times on this show. Chris, grab it if you don't mind. Larry Fink is the head of BlackRock, in case you're just now tuning in. BlackRock. Remember, there are three organizations no American knows about and everyone should. BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street. What are those three? Those are finance giants. Finance giants. Oh, Chris, I don't want the ESG one from Fink. I want the one where he talks about controlling behaviors. We have to control behaviors. You have that one too. Anyway, we'll get to that in a minute. But BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street, they're finance giants who control something like $20 trillion in income. They control other major corporations. And here's how they enforce their will. Larry Fink, please take it away.
Behaviors are going to have to change, and this is one thing we're asking companies. You have to force behaviors, and at BlackRock, we are forcing behaviors.
How's that work? BlackRock tells your company, sorry, these white guys on the corporate boardroom have to go. We've got a couple lesbian, transsexual, Nazi Eskimos who you need to put on your board now. That's why half these Fortune 500 companies are commie scum, because of BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street. That's how evil Larry Fink is. If you had to have a short list of American elites who belong in prison, Larry Fink would probably be on that list. Nikki Haley just got Larry Fink's backing for president. She was asked here about what she thinks about that.
Finally, I know when you met with Larry Fink, did you have a chance to bring up BlackRock in the past has been a big supporter of ESG, which has been very criticized, heavily criticized by Republicans. Are you concerned about that policy?
Again, I'll do what I did in South Carolina. I partnered with my businesses. I use them as a resource. One, they hire people that we need to hire. They help us with our economy. But I also shared in South Carolina with my businesses the threats, the issues, the keys that we needed. It's about heavy communication. You want your businesses to be successful, but we also want to focus on the national security of our country, and we want to make sure that we get America back on track. I think what we've seen from, you know, these supporters, whether it's the Stan Druckenmillers, whether it's the Larry.
Did somebody order a salad for dinner? That's a word salad that said absolutely nothing and didn't say a word even slightly critical of Larry Fink, one of the supervillains in our society. Are you tired of going to the grocery store and seeing gay Oreos, rainbow-packed Oreos? Are you tired of the endless corporate activism for Black Lives Matter and Planned Parenthood? Larry Fink is responsible for a lot of that. One of the leading Republican contenders to be president was asked about him, couldn't offer a single critical word of him. They love system membership cards too. Don't ever forget that. They love their system membership cards. All right. We still have another hour. I'm not quite sure how we're going to get to all this stuff, but we will try to get to all this stuff now. Let's get to you in your personal safety. We have to adjust to a world that is simply less safe than it was before. No, the sky is not falling, but yes, there are more violent criminals out there now than ever before. We know that. You know that. You see the news. You know why this is being done. They're being turned loose from prison on purpose. So what is a normal person to do? The only thing you can do is protect yourself. You can't carry a cop around with you in your back pocket. You can, however, carry a hero arrow. A hero arrow, it's non-lethal. So even your gun-hating aunt can take it. You don't need a concealed carry permit for it. It shoots a double-barrel blast of pepper gel, plus it has a 120-decibel alarm on it. That alone can save your life. And it's small. It's shaped like a little TV remote right in your pocket, fellas, your purse, ladies, whatever, your jog bra. I don't care. Hero2020.com, code Jesse gets you a special discount. Do not hope you don't run into anybody violent. Prepare in case you do. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. 2 hours left. Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast.